Welcome to the man zone.
A man club. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie, Jennifer, Roberta, all of my good friends, people that I love around me, and you as well. This is an interesting, I'm pretty easy to read. The program's pretty interesting to read. Not always interesting to follow, but, I mean, not always easy to follow. It's pretty interesting to follow. But,
That's not good.
I was thinking, actually, of walking out in protest. For those of you who just joined us, Rich and I get into a squabble in the last hour about
It's a debate.
Well, it was a discussion.
It was a little weird. It was a little
really.
It really was.
I know.
Yeah, people, it's fun.
People get uncomfortable there, but they're not used to it because they think that we all love each other. And
we
they
do.
Think that, I know, but they don't get.
We debate the issue sometimes, and sometimes we tempo gets risen.
At any rate,
bit.
I decided that I would stay because I know that it would be upset. It would be a bad precedent if I left. I'm teasing, obviously.
I'm so mad I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know that Barbara Walters told Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar after they... I don't think they both walked off, though, did they? I think it was Whoopi walked off.
It was the day that Bill O'Reilly was on, and they left off in protest. Yeah.
And Barbara Walters told the two of them if they did it again, she would fire them.
Wow.
If they ever did that
again. Did she
again.
Do that? Is that her show?
Of course it's her show. Yeah. Whoopi... Joy is a pretty interesting character. I watch The View now with some regularity, and I do like Elizabeth because I think there's a lot about her.
You know, when Whoopi leaves, Barbara's going to have her take over the lead role.
Hmm. Who? Elizabeth?
Barbara's grooming Elizabeth to take over for Whoopi. She thinks you can tell.
Yeah, really? You can see that. Yeah. She's much more a part of what goes on now. But the watch the most interesting. You know, I think that Elizabeth is hot in a sense, but I'm watching Joy most of the time. Watch her face. Watch her. The thing you cannot escape, and this is what makes the show pretty good. You can't escape. And that's why I wish we could do that with this program, because I would like to see.
We
Richie's
can. You just can't get on camera.
Well, but we got to get everybody because Jennifer would be important. I would like to make this program sort of like The View on radio.
You don't want to see my facial expressions.
Yes, I do. I absolutely want to see your facial expressions. If you watch Joy's expressions, you can get the judgment. She doesn't have to say a word. She watches the guests. Mm-hmm. She watches the other people. Those of you who have not watched The View lately, go back and watch it if you have time, and watch Joy and the way she reacts to what's going on. You can see in her eyes and in her face and her body language what she thinks of what's going on. It is extraordinarily interesting and tells you a lot, not only about her, but how people can express themselves without opening their mouths. Hard to do it on the radio, but
no, it's not.
The television allows
right now, there's a since you couldn't get on camera this morning, I am on the left side of the screen.
Yeah.
Actually, the right. And you are on the left side of the screen.
Yeah,
and
it's just a picture of you,
but now I'm punching you in the head.
Good for you, Richie. That's very mature of you. All right. Anyway, so I want to move into something that Jennifer actually called my attention to. This is actually a pretty compelling story. Yeah.
You don't know it yet. It was 3 months ago.
No, it wasn't, actually.
Oh.
It was just a week or so ago. A report on women in America.
Oh, yeah.
Today. This is a research report that actually the White House was involved, the White House Council on Women and Girls. It's the state of women in our country today from their perspective. I think there would be a lot of disagreement, Jennifer, in what they came up with, because it's kind of Washington, it's kind of city-oriented, the demographics, the family changes that are taking place, the employment opportunities for women, health issues that women have, crime, violence, all of that sort of thing. It is a big city focus. And what bothers me, it's very compelling information, but again, it is troubling in that it sort of treats the coasts as one part of our country and the middle as another part. Once you get into Ohio and you go across Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, and into Nebraska, and to a point even to the Rocky Mountain states, but at least to Nebraska, there is this disconnect. And it's shown up here. It's shown up in a lot of other ways. What is frustrating about it is because that's the food belt. And the fact that we have so few people living and working on farms, I know that that wasn't, you're surprised that that's my takeaway from this, but it's just one of many things that I glean from looking at this. Women, by the way, today in our country are, as with many other industries, becoming more and more involved in management and ownership of our farms. It has heretofore probably... after World War II, the women ran the farms during World War II, and then the men came back and ran the farms. But at the time, in the 1940s, 48-49% of the people made their living on the farm, and that dwindled to the 30s during the 50s, to the 20s during the 60s, to the teens in the 70s and 80s. So it's now like 2% of the people in our country are actually working on the land, working on farms, producing all the food that we need, and also we're providing food for the rest of the world. And I make the point yesterday, if you were listening, I don't remember which hour it was, maybe you can check, Chen Jen, we were talking about the Chinese and how they are now spending some of their money to buy
food. Was it the first hour?
Okay.
It was.
Buying up food because their food, A, if it hasn't been contaminated by what's going on in Japan, especially the stuff in the northeastern quadrant of China, their food supply is going to be plung as well as what's going on in the Japanese food supply. They don't grow that much food anyway because they don't have any land. But in the Chinese northeast quadrant, just as affected in the short term anyway by what's going on in China. Nobody's going to eat by Japan. Nobody wants to eat it, even if they don't know whether it's safe or not. They will not buy it. They will not eat it.
They're scared.
Yeah, they don't. No, they're very
10 years
scared.
Down the road, you find out you have cancer because
you ate the food there.
Right.
All right. So what it's doing is putting a pressure on U.S. supply of grains, if you will, basic foodstuffs. Milk, powdered milk especially, and other things. Beef is a more interesting thing, commodity for the Chinese. They used to not eat beef, but the Western corruption that comes through our fast food. You know, the Chinese never ate beef, amounted to anything. They don't have cows over in China.
Fish.
Right, fish. But they won't be able to. Much of the fish comes from this area in the sea, the straits of northern Japan, up around Japan and up in that area that... that is now contaminated. So there's a real problem there. So the point is there's a real push on agriculture and getting our farmers to produce more. So, but in looking at the way that men have farmed, a lot of the innovations have come from women. I was talking to a woman the other day who wanted to know if she could have a job on my farm. She's gone to vet school. And she also, this is a girl up in Cobleskill where I was over the weekend, Sharon Springs, those areas of New York where near the, there's a SUNY school in Cobleskill, big agriculture school. And the girls that are going, there are more girls enrolled in this school and they're all involved in agriculture. This girl who was waiting on us at the table said, can I come work at your farm? And I got two other women who want careers working on the farm. Now, when I was a kid, you would never have heard that, even 10 years ago. Can you imagine, Roberta, your daughter, who is late 20s now, right?
Isn't she 20? Mid-20s. She's 25.
Mid-20s. Yeah. Can you imagine her coming to you in high school and saying, you know, Mom, I want to go to an agricultural college because I want to work on a farm?
I thought it would be great.
It would be great.
It would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'd say go for it.
But the people in the cities don't have that experience because they don't know anything about agriculture.
Look at it like a farm. Yeah.
You see, I've always
dirty.
You mean you have
I've
these...
always grown things. Even in my little backyard here in Manhattan, I'm growing herbs.
But the stuff that you grow there, you're smoking it. And
one of the big things now, though, is these gardens on the rooftops in New York and community gardens and apartment complexes. All around the area. I mean, I know my parents when they lived in a senior's apartment for a couple of years. There was like this big plot of land that everybody got their little garden if they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
well, urban gardens are a big thing now.
It's coming back. That's it. The big deal
you know,
is
it's
people want their own. They know the food is lousy. They get in the grocery store and they take matters into their own hands.
So, Doug, where are all the farms? I'm looking at a map of the population of the United States and pretty much, the right border, the left border. if you draw a line right in the middle of the United States where the point of Texas is, straight up, and go
Omaha,
right,
Wichita, and you head right there.
It's pretty well populated, but mostly on the East Coast.
Here's a way. When you get inland in Pennsylvania, it starts about upstate New York. In New England, when you get there are certain parts of Connecticut, they're wonderful farms. If you get into northwestern Connecticut, into western Massachusetts, into southern central Vermont, Maine and New Hampshire, not so much. You go across New York, where the government has made it so difficult to farm. There's so much open farmland. It's plentiful. People are buying $2,000-$3,000 an acre because they can put up with the government and their BS, because there's so much money to be made now in corn. But there still isn't money to be made in milk. And that's the problem, unless you do it like I do. And I'm not making any money, but I hope to at some point in time. The big processors have pushed a lot of people out. The big processing companies are still run by men. The farms, more and more, being run by women. If you went across the state of Pennsylvania, I guarantee you half the dairy farms now are being run by women. And this is because the older generation has... I read a story in one of the farm magazines, The Last Plane Ride. There were four girls, mother and father farmers in their 40s, got killed in an automobile accident. The girls were in their teens and early 20s. They took over the farm. The four sisters took over the farm, including a retail store that had been established.
Wow.
And they are running the farm. They know how to run all the equipment.
Right.
They know how to raise the crops. They know what they were involved in the farm from when they were kids. They knew how to do what was done. So they, instead of selling the land, which would have been something that, you know,
the easy way,
like, sir, the easy way, oh, let's sell a, keep the land, I mean, keep the money, we'll sell a, no. They, and the two of, I mean, the three, there's two of them that are really actively involved, and we're talking about almost 4,000 acres. They're grain, and they're raising beef cattle and that kind of stuff. This is really a tribute, and it's changing, but you don't see that in these studies of women, and that's my point to Jennifer. 19 after on Good Day.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Barry, only $9.95. Available at chachingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Chachingwisdom.com.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
785.
For us to celebrate some birthdays. Wednesday is upon us, the next to last day of March. Already we are one quarter of the way, believe it or not, through the year 2011. We are 25% of the year is behind us already. My heavens. All right, Richard Dysart, remember him as Leland McKenzie on L.A. Law. He was in the movie Wall Street. He was in Back to the Future, the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, Day of the Locust, Pale Rider. He was in early westerns. A good accomplished actor. 1929, March 30th, he came into the world. Also, John Astin, almost the same age, if you can believe it. John Astin, born this day, 1930. He's 81. And that doesn't compute, does it? Gomez from the Addams Family.
It's coming to Broadway, you know.
Is it?
It's already on Broadway.
Is it already there?
It's been on Broadway for like...
Adam's Family?
Yeah. Nathan Lane. Yeah.
He was in Operation Petticoat. He was in Night Court. Remember that? I'm Dickens, he's Fenster. The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., which starred the guy, if you remember, the fellow in Burn Notice now, who plays the second banana to the main character, was
yeah.
the star of The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. How about that?
Really? I didn't remember that. No.
There you go. Look it up, Richie.
Wow.
He was also, Astor was in National Lampoon's European Vacation. Richie will remember that.
Love that, yeah.
For sure. All right, let's see here. Next up, Graham Edge, drummer for the Moody's. My God, what a great gift. What a band. That can be like Richie.
Yep.
Nice and White Satin, amongst other things. Big, there's like seven number one songs and number one albums to their credit. They still tour and bring down the house. Just a singer and a rock and roll
band.
A little short, stocky guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, just a little guy. But he's great on the drums. This is so great. Listen to the orchestration that Justin arranged. Great stuff. Great stuff. Good stuff. Peter Marshall, who was the host of the Hollywood Squares birthdays today as well. He's 81.
Center square, please.
Yep. Let's see here. Warren Beatty. His name is Henry Warren Beatty. He's having a birthday today. Jerry Lucas, the basketball player. Eric Patrick Clapp is his real name.
All around in my home.
One of the great, if not the greatest... Yeah. Pretty darn close.
Yeah.
To the greatest rock guitarist. Started out with the Yardbirds.
Slow Hand.
Did for Your Love. That's one we ought to resurrect, Richie. First controversial song was Layla. None of the stations that played the song could say on the air what the name the song was. Oh, my God. Grammy Award-winning singer for Tears from Heaven. That was one unplugged. Another one, I Shot the Sheriff.
Which was a farce.
Lay Down Sally. Promises.
The fact that this guy had to have his kid fall out of a building and die to get a Grammy is maddening.
Ridiculous. Paul Reiser, who is Paul on Mad About You 54 today. Happy birthday to him. He was in Diner, Beverly Hills Cop, Aliens, that kind of stuff. Let's see, who's next? MC Hammer.
Oh,
birthday today.
MC Hammer, don't hurt him.
49. This is the one everybody thinks of. They think of MC Hammer. Tracy Chapman is 47 today. Grammy Award-winning singer for this song, in fact. Ian Zierlin.
Ziering.
Steve on Beverly Hills 90210. I don't know. Zierlin, it says.
Ziering.
Ziering. Okay. Joey Castillo, the drummer for Queens of Stone, Queens of the Stone Age. No identity with that either. Donna Errico was Donna on Baywatch.
Errico.
Errico.
Thank you. Celine Dion is 43 today. And Nora Jones is 32. All right, stop correcting. 28 past the hour.
Aging in place often means making design changes.
My name is Janine Clark. I'm a certified interior designer and a certified aging in place specialist.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. A one-story, two-bedroom condo is made accessible.
We demolished the wall between the dining room and the kitchen area to provide a more open and accessible space. In the kitchen, we put in a touch control faucet. We did a pull-down shelf in the corner cabinet for those who would have difficulty reaching into the corner.
36-inch doorways accommodate walkers and wheelchairs.
The master bathroom is braced from floor to ceiling with a plywood backing. The benefit of this is that you can add grab bars in the future without having to locate studs or go through any expense of adding additional bracing.
This remodeled condo won the Livable Communities Award. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Org.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Jennifer is concerned, and so is Roberta, about this new doll. When the announcement was made they were going to do this, we talked about it then. Now they actually have made the breast milk baby.
Yeah.
Which allows
the what?
The breast milk
pretend to
baby.
Breastfeed.
You can allow a child to imitate the act of breastfeeding by using a special halter top that comes with the toy. This doll has, it's 7 years, what is it, 7 years old or 9 years old? It's
yeah.
In for,
let me,
$89.
Oh, $89.
$89.
$89. But wait, right. If you buy it right yeah. Now, there's $10 off and you get a coupon for the copulation baby.
Yeah, right.
Now you've got you're the one of us, Rich, that has a young girl in this age group.
She's got
her do a breastfeeding baby?
No, I don't. Yeah. She's got a baby that I think it goes to the bathroom or something.
Well, yeah, that's been a long time.
Yeah,
feed it and it
right. But and she's got a baby that pretends to drink the bottle.
Here's the thing:
the breast milk baby. How do they do that? Do they have a mommy baby?
I don't know. Well, you're the mommy. You're the mommy,
you're the
and you
mommy.
Wear
yeah.
A special right. Breast thing, and you feed the baby. But here's the deal.
Ew.
You know, I understand where if you have a, 4 or 5 year old and you have a new baby at home and they're confused as to what's going on and you want, this is a good tool maybe to get them to understand
okay.
How moms feed their
I'm
babies.
Good with
I
that.
Get that.
Sure, no problem.
But I also feel like this, depending on where your child plays with this doll, this could be a source of weird entertainment for people that I just am uncomfortable with. You know what I mean? Like,
talk about perverts.
And why not,
yeah.
And why
know.
Not,
I
if you want to teach your child about breastfeeding, why not just let them watch you breastfeed?
Yeah. We've become psycho about that in our society. I'll never forget.
Well, not within your own home to your own kids.
Yeah, oh, no. Absolutely. There is plenty. My stepmother, God love her, used to give Tony so much starch that they didn't speak for a long time. Francis, we go out today. Even if we were at home and we had people over for dinner, or let's say the family came in, and Megan or Brenda needed a nurse, Tony would whip it out, and there they are. I mean, she didn't do it. They'd just say, "Here's my breast."
Right.
But she wasn't go out of her way to cover up and go hide in the bathroom or something, especially in our own home.
Right.
But when you go to a restaurant, even, people are psychotic. Yeah. We're just sexually so repressed in this country.
Yep.
We are psychotic.
I blame men.
About
you blame men? You think so?
That's helpful.
Well, I do think when you're out, at least you should put some sort of cover up over
your
shoulder.
Yeah, but they have really cute covers.
Yeah. Or they even have shirts, because I know when I breastfed my babies, they even have shirts where you could just put the baby up to your shirt and it has an opening.
So here's
the
test.
No one would even know what's going on.
This is the test.
They just think you're holding
the
baby.
Roberta, when you suspect that a lady is breastfeeding her child, do you look?
Yeah, I do, because I think it's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing to see.
No, that's not what you think is beautiful.
Yeah,
you
I absolutely think it's beautiful.
I just do a glance and go, oh, she's
Jennifer's right. Guys look at this much different than women do.
Sick.
Women look at it and go, oh, it's beautiful. Guys go, oh, look, a boob.
Okay, yeah. I'm not trying to be overly graphic, because you know that's not me.
Always talking about the girls.
It's you pretend not to be, Jen.
Right,
but I've heard many a story about men being curious to try the tap, if you catch my drift.
I think they are.
Yeah.
And I know that Doug has, because he's silent, so he obviously asked to try it. Oh, Doug.
Now, so in addition to this...
So I have to tell a story, Jen. Yeah. When I was nursing
my
children...
It wasn't from Tony either, was it?
When I was nursing my children, I was... I was expressing milk, and I kept it in the refrigerator. This is when we had the restaurant with Elena, and I had it in a container in the refrigerator, and one of the waitresses accidentally put it into the milk, you know, little container.
The breast milk in the container?
Yes, that they gave to the customers, yes.
Because
I went looking for it. I said, where the heck is this container?
All right, so here's how bad this is. Jennifer. I told the ladies.
I'm actually red right now, Doug. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm trying to move this.
That's what I was trying to do too here, people.
Thank you very much, Roberta. So at the farm, I have, for those of you who may not know, I have a dairy farm in Massachusetts, and I have a dairy farm store. So when the, about 2-3 weeks ago, there was this stir about breast milk ice cream.
Right.
That had been made by somebody.
Yeah,
and so I decided, right, it was called Something Gaga. Now, I was, something, it wasn't Lady Gaga, but it was something close to
right.
that.
Right, right.
So anyway, I told Mary and Joan in the store to find some really strange, to find a strange ice cream that no one would know what it was anyway, and then put it up on the menu. We had 28 flavors, we may have 32 this year. Put it up on the board as Gaga ice cream. Or Baby Gaga ice cream, and see if you get some interest. And I guarantee you that people will come in and they'll ask, the kids especially, the young girls will want to have Gaga ice cream. Now, the thing that makes that saleable, she can't sue me because I have a cow named Gaga.
Right, it's her milk.
So we can say
it's
this
her milk,
is Gaga's milk. If anybody really probes into it.
Whoa. How did you get the name of the cow?
That's your material to the conversation. I'm pleading the fifth on that one. We're not telling people how
it is. It was because you heard a puke going.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of Gaga. We've been talking about Gaga before as Lady Gaga.
You just,
what do you think Lady Gaga came up with? Where do you think Gaga came up with her name?
You can say the Queen song. Yeah, Radio Gaga.
Right. All right, so anyway, back to the feeding of breast milk or... to children maturing too quickly, the story of the push-up bra bikini being marketed by Abercrombie and Fitch.
Seven-year-olds.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I want to puke when I see that. What is the matter with these people?
And why would you sexualize your seven-year-old?
Let's get to the root of this one.
What was the name of the girl?
This is the third or fourth time, maybe the fifth time, that Abercrombie and Fitch has been in trouble for the sexual exploitation of minors.
Kids.
They're doing it for...
Didn't
it's
they
an
do
advertising
tongs
ploy.
As well? Weren't they selling tongs to children as well?
I think they were selling thongs.
I know, like tongs.
Yeah. John, what is it? What was his name? JonBenet Ramsey? What was that girl's name?
Yeah, JonBenet
Ramsey.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best manifestation. The girl with five,
byproduct.
6 years old. That's what you get.
But is it even more troubling that Abercrombie & Fitch basically says, okay... Nobody's going to buy this. We're not going to really sell it. But you know what? It'll cause a great stir.
We're
so let's go
PR.
Ahead. Right. It's all PR.
So do we have Abercrombie & Fitch as sponsors this week?
We do not.
All right. So let's boycott Abercrombie & Fitch.
We're not quite in their demo.
No. Right. My son buys all of his.
Yeah, well, actually, he's even too old.
He's too old, really.
He's
too old, man.
Yeah, please. Come on.
No, but they have that style, that California style, so I can see where he would be into it.
Mm.
Anyway. Yeah, he doesn't. At this point in time.
I mean, I shopped there in my 20s. It was still there.
You have to be really skinny to shop at Abercrombie.
You know, that's funny. I was just thinking, we were walking through the mall the other day, and what's the Banana Republic?
Yeah.
I've never been able to shop in there because they don't carry men's sizes. And I was wondering the other day whether if I haven't walked in that store in years, just because I know they only go up to like a 34 or a 36. I was
really?
Wondering, I was like, yeah. No,
because they go up to a 16 in women, so that's kind of weird.
Yeah, no, the guys, you've got to be Tom Cruise's size to be able to shop in there. So, but I was wondering, I was like, I wonder if I could shop in there. Not that I even want to anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, somebody has called. Can I give you some information you can pass along, Richie?
Yeah.
Because I want to help.
Please.
There's an email. And it's interesting how some of this stuff develops. You hear me talking all the time about this super beta prostate product. And every once in a while we get somebody who calls in and says, what's the number again? What's the number again? What's the number again?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's 800-607-7078. So would you send that along to Bob for me?
800-607-7078, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Meanwhile, here's a product that we've been talking about for the past now, 10 days or so? How many people feel like they need to deal with the circles that people view you see in the mirror, but other people, when they're looking at you, see those circles under your eyes. Now, I have dark spots under my eyes after I spent 3 months getting up at midnight to come to the radio studio. And I've got to get some of this Lumitone myself.
Your wife and I were just talking about it last night.
Yeah, right. It is.
She's like, listen, you look great, but you need to do something about your eyes.
With your eyes, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She's like, you've lost the weight, but now your eyes need to, got the dark circles.
Okay,
like,
otherwise,
she's
going to divorce you. Lumitone will keep you from getting divorced, Rich. If you use Lumitone, you'll not get divorced. If you don't use it, you get divorced.
Listen, right? She's always been way hotter than I am, so.
Save your marriage, Rich. Get some stuff.
Save your marriage, get Lumitone. It's a unique cream derived from a soft, silky powder base, not greasy, not oily, doesn't have a smell to it. It adjusts to match your skin tone, your skin color, and will get rid of the redness by 50% in just a few weeks, reduce the appearance of puffiness, those circles go away, the bags. This is the ease of appearance, fixing a problem that you thought you had to have an operation. Well, you don't. In 4, 5, 6 weeks, folks that have used this in tests saw the appearance of puffiness reduced by 43-44%. It's Lumitone, and you get it by calling 800-894-3302 right now while you're thinking about it. Call. You don't need any appointment to do anything. You don't want a harsh treatment. You want to fix your eyes by getting a free jar. You'll start with Lumitone, then you'll want to buy it. You'll want to use it. You'll pay a small shipping and handling fee. But the bottom line is the first shipment of Lumitone to you is free. Call this number right away for details. 800-894-3302. Dark circles fade away instantly. You will love how you look. You will thank me. 800-894-3302.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO, and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The home is a place of belonging, comfort, and security. But for many of today's older Americans, home is where most accidents happen, like the bathroom. Now, I feel secure when I open the door, walk in, and sit down in the comfort and serenity of my very own therapeutic walk-in tub by Freedom Tubs. Their latest therapeutic walk-in safety tub offers 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat and safety grab bar. There's a whisper-quiet motor, and with Freedom Tubs' patented quick-drain system, the water drains from your tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque. Freedom Tubs, with a Z, offers a choice of tub sizes. Call 855-72-FREEDOM now to save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com. 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com. Again, 855-72-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 13 before the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. And who's the other person? Oh, that's Roberta that's over there.
Who?
Quickly,
there she is.
All right, so about 2-3 weeks ago, I got an email from a fellow who said he enjoyed listening to the program and heard us talking about relationships and wanted us to know that he'd been divorced for 10 years and found that the silence around him was very pleasant. He doesn't plan to get married again. He tells folks who ask him that he would get married if he could find a woman who got along with his girlfriend. And he sent me a picture of his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend was a locomotive made in 1941 in Lima, Ohio. He's the engineer.
That's funny.
He said he thought Doug would like her to absolutely like. He sent a video along with it.
A full-size locomotive?
Full-size operation. A full-size operational locomotive.
Really?
A steam locomotive made just before World War II got started.
They patterned the Polar Express after it.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yep, they did. So you can there
cool.
A couple of links to it that you can watch. It was filmed as she was going out of service. But this is a wonderful, I mean, a lot of people, I could probably raise the same cane with people focused on my tractors or the farm or the cows. You love your cows more than, I mean, I've heard that more than once in my life. And you know what? She was right. The same one.
All right, then. We'll show her.
Wow. This is the same one that you were asking me about who displayed her.
Right.
Yeah, that was the one that you.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Uh-huh. So anyway.
You don't even have to tell me, Doug. Yeah, I already know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But it's with women. I think men have to understand it's about women, too. It isn't just men who have these interests. Everybody thinks that they have to have somebody in their life who completely meets all their needs, which is foolishness. You got to have things that are fun in your life beside the person, hopefully the person you're with, you have fun with. But you got to have other things, other ways of having fun. Cows are great. Tractors are great. Locomotives are great. Cars are great. All that stuff.
Harems are great.
50 yeah. minute, yeah, 50 past the hour on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm, thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Walmart discrimination suit. It's now in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. It is a huge class action suit filed against Walmart, what could be the largest sex discrimination lawsuit in U.S. history, with the highest court in the land hearing from both sides yesterday. The legal action was taken by female employees of the world's biggest retailer and seeks billions of dollars in damages, alleging Walmart promotes a culture of discrimination by paying women less and giving them fewer promotions than men. Betty Dukes is one of the original plaintiffs in the case.
I believe that there was a pattern of discrimination at Walmart, not just in my store, but I believe it is across the country.
Another of the plaintiffs, Christine Kwapnowski, says it wasn't hard to spot the pattern of discrimination.
It's just not one supervisor, though. It's supervisor after supervisor after supervisor.
Theodore Boutros, an attorney for Walmart, says the retailer is not in the discrimination business.
I think Walmart has a very strong policy against discrimination and in favor of diversity, and it works hard to instill that throughout the company.
And Giselle Ruiz, a senior vice president at Walmart, offered her opinion on the case.
What's wrong with this case is that three plaintiffs are trying to represent more than 1.5 million associates.
Walmart claims the class of plaintiffs is too large, arguing the women don't have enough in common to be part of the same lawsuit. It is possible this case could be whittled down by the Supreme Court. In yesterday's session, Justices Anthony Kennedy and Antonin Scalia posed sharp questions to the attorneys for both sides. A ruling on this case is expected in June. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
On Wall Street, stocks are posting gains as the first quarter of 2011 nears an end. The Dow up 81 yesterday, closing at 12,279. Gains for the S&P and NASDAQ as well. Crude oil up 81 cents a barrel, finishing at $104.79. For the second time in a week, an air traffic controller has been suspended for inappropriate behavior. This time, an Orlando, Florida-based controller suspended after telling a pilot of a Southwest Airlines jet to fly close to a single-engine plane that had failed to respond to radio calls. In the other incident, you may recall, a supervisor at Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. fell asleep while two planes landed without control tower directions. In New York City yesterday, many people lined the streets of Harlem hoping to see President Obama as he dropped in on the Big Apple. The president held a fundraiser at a local restaurant in Harlem. At least one person who attended said they let the president know what they want from him.
I talked to him about jobs and where we needed to have unemployment, that I thought we needed to have the number much lower.
Wasn't exactly a low number to attend the fundraiser. It was over $30,000 a plate. And finally, talk about staying calm and cool under pressure. Back in January, 10-year-old Tucker Stoops was at home in Darien, Connecticut with his 7-year-old sister and their babysitter, Nadia Maldonado. Something happened to Nadia. She became ill. Tucker did not waste any time. He called 911.
My babysitter's having a hard time breathing, I think.
Are you with her right now?
Yes, and she's making a strange noise. I don't know if she's okay.
Tucker remained calm as he provided important details to the 911 dispatcher about the condition of his babysitter.
Can she talk?
No, she keeps making
Okay, was she eating or anything like that before?
I don't think so.
And just listen to how composed and polite Tucker is as he asks the officer a question.
Okay. Then, excuse me, sir?
Yep.
Can I call my dad?
Just stay on the phone, okay? The officers will help you call your dad, okay?
One moment.
Incredible. Police and ambulance arrived, taking Nadia, the babysitter, to the hospital. Doctors say she was in respiratory distress and probably would have died if Tucker had not acted so quickly. Tucker Stoops is being honored this week by local officials for his life-saving efforts. What a special young man. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.